You know, they say the key to a woman's heart is to make her laugh. But the key to a woman's kiss is to hand her a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, was that me?
Because one of our listeners, Andrew, met a woman named Lexi at a Halloween party recently. And she told him if he could find her a Reese's, she'd give him a little reward.
Okay.
And so he did. And they tried hooking up, but had some costume challenges. You know, plus there was alcohol involved. So it was kind of fuzzy for Andrew, remembering how this all ended. We're going to do our best, though, to help get him another date. And Brooke, I just got to say, you don't seem as invested as you normally do in these things. Like, did the shuttlecock outfit turn you off, or what's going on?
I just think he may be misreading the whole vibe, right?
What do you mean, like, misreading? He hunted down a Reese's for her, Brooke.
I know.
What more do you want from this guy?
That's your most prized possession, Brooke.
I know. Usually, if it's a one-night stand, you're like, woo, go get yours.
I'm all for one-night stands and fun, but, like, I don't think she wanted it. I don't know.
Do you think she just wanted candy?
Yes, I do. She just wanted the candy and was like, fine, I'll kiss him. Like, I'll make out with him a little bit, satisfy the dude. Like, she didn't even give him her number.
Andrew,
you know?
Is that the vibe that you were getting, that she just wanted candy from you?
Honestly, no. We were really having a good time. Yes, we were a little tipsy. Yes, candy was involved, but she seemed to really like me, and I genuinely liked her.
Okay. All right. I believe you. We'll find out.
Yeah. So
let's. She's not calling him.
Okay. Maybe eat some more chocolate and get you in a better mood, because we need to make this phone
all
call
right.
now.
Shake it off.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Remember, we're on Andrew's side.
I know. I'm not against him.
Okay.
I'm not.
You're just
not really all that for him.
Yeah.
And
either.
I love his costume idea.
Yes.
You know I like overly complicated, like ridiculous things to wear on Halloween.
Oh, okay. So she almost gave you a compliment there, Andrew.
Almost.
You should feel good about that.
I'll take it.
Okay, good. Okay. I'm going to dial Lexi's phone number. We're going to try to get your second date update. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, man. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Lexi.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
Wait, what?
I'm from a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And Yeah.
Hey, Lexi.
Hey. Oh, my God. Someone was impressed by morning radio.
I know.
Hey, I like her.
Okay.
We do a podcast, too.
You don't need to say
anything. Stop. I don't know.
Boring. I'm kidding.
But we're doing something right now called a second date update, where we help our listeners reach out after usually a date, but I guess you didn't go out on a date with this guy.
What's his name?
His name's Andrew.
Andrew.
You may remember him as, like, shuttlecock guy.
Yeah. You met at a Halloween party and he was dressed as, like, a badminton birdie?
Yes.
Oh.
What the?
Do you really not remember?
Still not?
That was, like, four emotions.
Oh, that is fine.
What? You asked him to go find a Reese's peanut butter cup for you. Oh, okay. Reese's peanut butter cup triggered the memories. There it is.
But I feel that laugh says we have a good story coming, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Do you remember him? Because it sounds like you may not remember the night very well.
Yeah. You know, it was a crazy night. You know, it's Halloween. We were all drinking. I briefly remember asking a guy for Reese's. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's all you remember?
That guy has a name and it's Andrew.
Yeah. He said he got your number from, like, a friend of yours or something. Yeah.
Oh.
That's how we got your number.
Yeah. And so Andrew told us all about the night, at least the parts that he remembers, because, like you said, you guys were all drinking. And he's just wondering if something went wrong or if not, if you guys can see each other again.
Did he tell you anything else?
Yeah, he told us that you made out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but so we were making out and, you know, we wanted to kind of be in a private area. So we went to his car.
Wait, okay. Oh. Not car. Like an upstairs bedroom?
Okay, both people with large things around them getting into a car.
Yeah, how did that work?
It didn't work.
Okay. I love how, like, drunk guy couldn't figure out how to get his costume just off. Like, can't you just take that part off to get into the car?
That's exactly it. Like, that's the thing. We were so drunk, we couldn't figure out how to get his thing off.
So awkward.
Oh, man.
So I'm just picturing the two of you now in the back of the car, just like in mangled outfits, unable to even touch.
It got really awkward, and I had to climb up inside his costume. Like,
no, you didn't.
Like, through his hula hoop.
I love it.
I guess that's one way to do it.
I was going to say that as a joke earlier. That's amazing you actually did that.
You guys are determined to make this happen, clearly.
Oh, well, you were trying to take it off, right? You weren't climbing up there to be sexy.
Well, I wanted to get what I wanted to get.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope no one walked by the car.
Okay. Oh my God.
So you're in the back of his car. You climb up inside of his costume.
Now he looks pregnant.
No, what's going on next?
Through his hula hoop. And then he's not ready. And I'm like, what?
He's too drunk.
Maybe
to get things ready.
Yeah. Okay. So then you. I mean, that's quite the crawl of shame. Then you walk back
out. That will forever be the crawl of shame
of the shuttlecock. And you tell him what? Like, what do you even say?
Like crawling out of a sad tunnel.
Lexi. What a crazy story. But I don't think Andrew even knows that happened.
Oh yeah, because he was.
How
remember.
Would he not know? Oh, because he didn't remember.
He doesn't. He didn't tell us that.
Not the car.
Or he didn't tell us that because it's embarrassing. Isn't that embarrassing? For I know. You
well,
also
yeah.
Let's, true.
Let's ask if he remembers. Andrew, do you remember any of this happening?
So. Well, first off, hi, Lex. Nice to hear from you again.
God. Yeah, Lexi, I need to let you know that Andrew's been listening this entire time. He wants to talk to you.
Oh, my God.
You're good, Lexi.
I didn't really remember that bit. I mean, once you started telling it, it started coming back. But I don't think one broken book should, you know, negate what could be a very happy...
I don't think she didn't say broken.
No,
did she?
It wasn't broken. It wasn't even there. Yeah. That's the problem.
It was just absent.
I mean, put at least the blame somewhere else, man, like on the alcohol or something.
Yeah.
Mistakes were made. That's all I can say.
Oh, no.
I'm more than just a pretty face in a shuttlecock costume.
I can't.
He really seems likable.
I don't know.
I do other stuff. You know, I snowboard. I've seen all of The Sopranos.
Hey, good series.
Huh? Are you reading her your dating bio right now? Yeah. Is that what you're doing?
He's shooting a shot.
I'm shooting my shot, you know?
Yeah, bro.
She doesn't even know me. She just knows me as some dude in a Batman costume. I want her to know me.
That's okay. Didn't even know his name, guys.
Look at that.
She didn't remember.
I mean, there's definitely only up to go from that experience that you had with him.
True.
Exactly.
I mean, Lexi, what do you think? Like, he likes The Sopranos. Do you like The Sopranos? Are you into snowboarding?
I like The Sopranos, but I don't like snowboarding. So it's half and half.
Okay, there's probably more options,
dude,
right?
Keep saying stuff.
What else you got, Andrew?
Yeah, give it to her. Come on.
Would it help if I did a Tony Soprano impression?
I think we're going the wrong direction.
Make him do an impression. This is awesome.
No,
Tony Soprano's on Brooke's like hall pass list.
No,
come on.
No, it's not.
I kind of want to hear The Soprano impression.
Okay. See, make her laugh.
Lay it on us, Andrew.
Oh, no.
The old days, they're gone.
Yeah!
Wait, that was it?
The old days are gone?
Andrew, what I really think you need to do is ask Lexi out in an Italian voice.
Oh.
Would Tony Soprano ask a lady out?
I'll take you down to a Chaltrieri. You can get any sort of soda you want, any sort of sandwich, and, you know. Maybe you can go down to the construction site and do a little extra building. I don't know.
Hey!
Wow.
Hey!
Do you want to check out his meatballs, Lexi? Is that?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he's a man of many talents, Lexi.
He is. He sounds fun, doesn't he?
I mean, at this point, we would love to offer to send you guys out on another date, and we will pay for it.
Oh, this is a mess.
Only under one condition.
Uh-oh.
That he bring Reese's peanut butter cups.
All right, Tony Soprano. Tony Soprano, you got some Reese's hookups?
Oh, I got some Reese's hookups.
I know a Reese's guy.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Well, congratulations, you two. You got a second date.
Yay, cute.
Thank you.
See, Brooke?
Oh, my God. You overcame everything. I'm just going to say that, okay? Andrew?
Lord.
I'm an underdog, you know? I'm a fighter. I got to do what I got to do.
Okay.
Yeah, got to do what you got to do to get a second date, eh?
Oh, yeah,
you're not a good.
Yeah, I know.